Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the oldies fanatic, the guy who loves oldies, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You like oldies, don't you?
Thank you, Michael Horn.
That's all you listen to is oldies, right?
Let me clean my earwaves out just a second.
I can't look at this.
Man.
You're on camera.
I know. Well,
wait, hold on. Stop. Stop everything. Wait a minute. Explain to the people on radio what you just did.
I plugged my nose up and then tried to blow air out of my nose, which relieved the pressure in my ear.
So my question to you is...
So there it is.
Sports guys, especially football players, are sometimes, you know... What can I tell you? They just do things to get things ready and primed and going. Did you do that during the games to get your ears cleared out?
I do it when I swim.
Okay.
I do it when I feel like
don't
doing
look
it.
So,
I'm amazed that you have. Have you ever done that?
No. I'd be afraid that I'd blow my eardrums out. You don't blow air up into your ears?
Well, of course you do.
No. Yeah, mucus will go up in there and stuff, you know.
Oh, is that what'll happen?
Yeah, and see, you can't hear me right now. Look, I'm speaking louder for you.
Hey, all I know is I've got a couple things here that folks would like to know. And, well, today I've got some stuff here that we'll get into a little bit later on when we have it. When we have a lull in the show.
Let's do it right now.
You didn't know, you didn't know. That's what this is.
Okay, so here's my next question for you, because I know you're a big music guy, but you're kind of, just as you like to blow air out your ears, you also are a guy that is stuck in the era of the 50s. You like doo-wop music. You like doo-wop music. That's what you listen to. You're getting
I like
car.
Rhythm and blues. I like the original black inner city South rhythm and blues. That's what I like.
That's kind of what you listen to all the time, right?
No, not all the time.
What else do you listen to? Classical?
Alexi. I don't have that thing you have at your house.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be playing the damn thing all the time.
I have the Amazon Echo, and Fred gets into arguments with it.
I do.
Shouting obscure artists that even I would not know, and I bet you the guy that does can.
Well, here's the deal. You tell this piece of machinery,
Alexa,
I want you to play Heartbreaker by Grand Funk Railroad.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy. then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation. Don't toss it. JB Weld it."
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double points on over 250 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment. Use as directed.
Back to the sports show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
he's the
Fight
man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan. Jim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to have you, Jim Ross. I'm a wrestling fan from way back, and you are the guy. Good old JR. You were called matches forever. In fact, you were in sports going back to high school, weren't you? Didn't you play some baseball when you were in high school?
I played. I lettered 4 years of my high school football team and my basketball team. Believe it or not, I was a defensive specialist in basketball. I tell people. If there were only more than five personal fouls in a game, I might have been a star, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I love sports, and I was the only child, so my imagination kind of ran wild with me, and I was always influenced by, back in the day, Harry Carey and Jack Buck were my role models as far as storytellers are concerned, and I checked them out, you know, pretty much every night on my little transistor radio there in Oklahoma, so... they were the voice of the Cardinals. That was a big deal.
How actually did you get pulled into wrestling?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I love how you phrase that question, Fred.
How'd you get pulled into wrestling?
How did you get in that last marriage you were in that didn't last long? JR.
Come on, JR. Give spilling.
I was a fan. Unabashedly will admit I was a fan, still am. I love the theater, and it's simple, and I'm a simple guy. But I was in college. Our fraternity needed to do some things to rehabilitate our image, the dean of students informed us.
Right.
So we did a variety of fundraisers. At that time, the territorial wrestling promotion did fundraisers for nonprofit organizations, of which our fraternity was one. So I helped promote two events for our college field house, at our college field house, Northeastern State University. Used to be called the Redmond, but we know that's terribly politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. You've got to be very careful there.
Come on, Jim Ross. Watch out there, JR.
I'm sorry. I brought it up.
Take it easy.
I apologize. Now they're the River Hawks.
Okay, that's better.
Take it from the Alex. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a stellar name. It rises the cockles of your soul when you're going to go play a game. But nonetheless, I met some guys in the wrestling business. They said, hey, we got a job for you after you get out of school. So I left school a semester early thinking I'll just be gone in the summer, and I'll have great stories to tell my buddies. And that little sabbatical lasted 40 years.
Wow.
And I'm still in the wrestling business in a certain sense. I've always said it cost me some gigs along the way. I get it. It is kind of like being the skinniest kid at fat camp. I get that. But, man, I had a lot of fun. It was just the locker rooms, the stories. It was a crazy business. And God almighty, I got in it at the right place at the right time. We went from a one- or two-camera shoot to playing stadiums. It's just been great.
Well, you were also responsible for recruiting a lot of the talent professional wrestling.
You brought a lot of them up there, J.R.
Stone
Jim
Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar. Tell us how you started off announcing. Is that correct? And then you worked your way into you got more involved in the profession, didn't you?
I started out as a grunt on the ring crew.
What's a grunt? What do you do? What does a grunt on the ring crew do?
Well, you unload. You set the ring up.
Got it.
You tear it down. You set it up. You put it back on the trailer. You drive the next town. You take it out. You set it up.
Like a circus. Like the circus.
Kind of like a circus thing.
You
know, yeah. So I was a grunt, the lowest paid job on the team. But then I started being the driver of our boss, who was blind. So I became his driver. First time I rode in a Cadillac, I drove one. It's kind of cool. Nobody cares anymore. I say, well, when I say something along those lines, just Google it. That was 74, so it was a big deal to me to come off the farm and get in a Cadillac.
Exactly.
So, my dad said, boy, son, you must be farting through silk. So, something like that, Dad. Yeah.
Good there, Jim. So you're doing it right.
I started doing that. Then I wanted to be a broadcaster, as I mentioned, and my bosses knew that, so I drove my blind boss, who was the color commentator on their television show, to Shreveport to do the twice-a-month television tapings, and the TV announcer was on vacation. He worked for the TV station. They had forgot to inform the wrestling promotion that their announcer was going to be gone.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You actually had a blind color commentator?
Yeah. I had never done... never done a television broadcast in my life, so I'm sitting there with no headset.
That's some broadcast.
Two camera shoot and a blind color analyst.
This is good. I like this. And so how did they put you in that? Did you say I can do it or something? How'd you get the gig?
Well, they knew that my goals were someday to be the to do broadcasting.
Gotcha.
And get off the damn ring crew.
So here's your chance.
So I'd rather wear a suit than a pair of leather gloves and work boots to unload the ring apparatus. So
right.
That was a better deal for me. I like those hours. I like to so it was a better thing. And I was they gave me a chance, and so I ran with the damn thing. I said I may never do another one. By God, I'm going to do this one.
Well, I'm telling you, I did a little wrestling. We used to go out with the WWE and then WCW when CRN first started, and we had a guy on Dynamite D that was he had a wrestling show. And so we went on, did play-by-play on the radio for wrestling when you do the local shows, and I went to the Forum in Los Angeles. And I was just blown away because guys like Sting and Abdul the Butcher were in the ring, and they did come out and they took our big box that we used to keep the equipment, and they'd smash each other over the head with it, and they picked up our little telephone receiver and threw it, and oh my gosh, it kind of goes with itself. You got to just kind of roll with it. Everything sort of just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to roll with it and just provide the narrative that you see. I always say this, and I really believe, I'm doing boxing now for CBS Sports Network.
Wow.
With good old Al Bernstein.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Famer, a nice, really a hell of a man. Good guy.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good man. So anyway, I've always believed this in broadcasting. The game creates the music. The broadcasters are the lyricists. It's up to us as storytellers to put the right words with the scene that we're involved in. So in wrestling, if it was a real good match, it sounded like a real good match. If it was really good, I'd make it a little better, I hope.
Yeah, Jim Ross, you're always the best. You're in the WWE Hall of Fame. You are amazing. And a lot of things people don't know about you. I don't know if Fred knows this or not, but we mentioned you played baseball in high school. Didn't you play a little football for a while, too? You were two-time All-Conference, someone told me.
Yeah, I was an offensive lineman, slow, white, no demand from me. But I did have real good grades, so that helped me when I got to college. But yeah, I played. And I also officiated for 20 years, high school and college football, basketball, and baseball. So I've always been a real sports guy. But I did get in the wrestling. I got drawn in. And I love the road life. I love the nightlife. I love the never was no off season.
Let's talk about that straight ahead.
We got a little quick break. Stations identify themselves. More in the lounge. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, CR.com. I like that mustard.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
he's the
Fight
man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan.
Hey, Jim Ross, it's the whole thing is, when you got into wrestling, it was like a regional sport, right? Each different area had their own source of wrestlers. It wasn't a national thing at the time, correct?
You're absolutely right.
And so what area did you work? You were in the South, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got into 74, and you go back to those same towns every week. You had like a little milk run. And so all the groupies knew where the motels were, all the boys stayed at. It was Sodom and Gomorrah, those places. And I was a naive, early 20-something-year-old kid. And hell, I didn't know what marijuana was. I didn't know what speed was. I told a guy one time, I said, man, I'm really tired. Wahoo McDaniel. Played football, the NFL, AFL.
Wahoo McDaniel.
I said, why? I said, chief, I'm really down. I'm really feeling like I got the flu or something. He said, here, take one of these. I have no idea what it was. How stupid and naive I was. I trusted my fellow Oklahoma Sooner.
And that's a mistake.
And this was on a Monday.
Yep.
And I finally went to sleep on Thursday. Honest to God, true.
Jim, and you've
one pill.
One pill. And then who did it? Was it? How did it get organized? The national? Because there was Turner did WCW and McMahon did the WWF, correct?
Well, it came down to two big players in the yard. It was WWE and WCW. WCW made some erroneous decisions. Their upper level management bailed on them. The new brains behind TVS wanted a different image, and so WCW fell on hard times. WWE bought WCW. I was the EVP of the company at the time, so we bought WCW, and that pretty well eliminated all the national competitions there is. So right now, it's not like they have a monopoly on it, but does the NFL have a monopoly on professional football? There are other leagues. No, right?
But no,
really.
But yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's the big league.
Well, there's only a couple of regional circuits going now, isn't there? Other than the
it's
national.
Just the WWE, I think, right?
Is that it? Just a national circuit? That's it?
WWE's the biggest brand in the world, the biggest footprint, because it's global to 160-something countries, I think, maybe close to 200 now. Multiple languages. When they do a pay-per-view, they bring in a Russian broadcast team, a Spanish team, a Japanese team, an Italian team.
These guys are world stars. These guys are world stars.
Czech Republic, they drink a lot of beer, JR. Jim Ross is with us, and Fred alluded to this. You brought up some of the talent, I mean, including The Rock, right? You were the executive VP, so you had The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, for gosh sakes, correct?
Well, you go out there and recruit those guys. You know, you got to hit those junior colleges like Fred went to. You got to go places that might not be quote unquote on the beaten track, but you got to go where the athletes are.
Where did you find The Rock? Where did you find Dwayne?
Rock's grandfather was a wrestler, Peter Maivia. Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, was a wrestler. Rock was went through Miami, played for Dennis Erickson, won a national title there in football. Finally got hooked up for the in the CFL with Calgary. He got cut from the Calgary Stampeders practice squad. He came back to Miami, where he was living, married, and had $7 to his name. And I was told by a friend of the family, Pat Patterson, that he was looked like a good prospect, that I should go scout and look at him. I did, and we made an agreement to sign him up on that day.
You went out to see him, would you have him do?
I had him do drills, and I had him do drills in the wrestling ring. Basically, for simplicity's sake in this conversation, agility drills inside a wrestling
ring. Agility inside a wrestling ring. And now, Jim Ross, we should talk about this. You got a website. You've written some books. You got a podcast that we should get here on CRN. We got to talk to you about this. It's called The Ross Report. Are you doing that every week?
Yeah, I do it. It drops every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Podcast One and iTunes, The Ross Report. Last year, I don't know what this means. It may be like my wrestling accolades, the skinniest kid at Fat Camp. I think that my podcast was acknowledged as a top 100 podcast in the business last year.
I would think so. I would think so.
I'm happy about it. I'm making a couple of dollars on it finally. And so.
And your barbecue sauce? You still got the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I sell that online at wwshop.com in Ingles grocery stores throughout the Southeast, and we're just getting ready to cut a deal for Australia and New Zealand.
There's no stopping you.
You got to come back here. What's your website, Jim Ross? You got a website?
JRSBARBQ.com.
Hey, straight ahead, we're going to talk some baseball with author Dan Levitt. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Well, there's an article about you recently. It was two safeties in one game in the same quarter, and it wasn't the last quarter. It was the first quarter, wasn't it, of the game? Don't get disgusted with me.
Did
you repeat it for us?
I don't know how many times I've gone.
Was it the last quarter?
No.
What? Third quarter?
It was in the first.
That's what I said. Yes. And so the article said the fourth quarter.
Did you ever mention to who it was? What team it was?
It was the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, right. You're in the sports business, aren't you?
Who was it? It was Green Bay. It was Green Bay.
Yeah.
And it was Bart Starr. I can't remember the quarterbacks. I can't.
Of course not. I've only told
who were
you
they again?
38 times.
Ernie Zambezi and...
Yeah. Baganadu. Balf Baganadu. He was a great Polish.
That's Canadian. Now, who were the quarterbacks that you nailed?
Oh, are you kidding? Scott Hunter. Scott. You want to write this down? Write
yes.
it down. And Jim Delgazzo.
Delgazzo. That was Delgazzo. In the same quarters. I mean, come on. The crowd must have gone nuts. Was this on the road or at home?
At home.
Yeah, they had to go crazy. Did you get interviewed all over for a week?
It was in the West End Zone. I'm sorry. It was in the East End Zone.
See, even you're forgetting now. And it was the Vikings, right?
What's the difference?
Green Bay. I'm saying, I keep saying
it's Green Bay.
Green Bay. The Vikings is where you broke your thumb or your finger on that helmet in sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, I actually broke my left middle finger in a preseason game against Tampa Bay.
All right, where are we headed here, Ron? Yeah. I mean, you came up with a genius idea.
Well, look, here's what we have. A couple months ago, we had Dan Levitt, author of In Pursuit of Penance.
It's a book, In
Great
Pursuit
book.
Of Penance.
It gives the reader an inside look into the different cultures and challenges facing
baseball
sports.
Operations from baseball, you know, from the days of dead ball to money ball and everything in between. He knows all about the great teams of all times.
And how and why they were built and what... What is it that makes great organizations? You know, what are general managers? What are they faced with in not only spotting great talent, but maintaining the culture of great talent in their organization? So he's with us. We thought we would welcome him and talk a little bit about what's going on in baseball today. Dan, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. And where are you? Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
You're in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
We were just talking about those organizations, and, you know, the Vikings.
The Twins.
So, Dan, tell us about this book. The book is called In Pursuit of Penance. Why'd you write the book?
Well, I think there's sort of been a vacancy of this kind of a book in the sense of the operational side. Why did some teams turn out really good, and, you know, why did other teams not? There's been a lot of stories told about individual teams throughout the years, but what are some of the things that you can look at that lend teams together or that you can tie teams together that did things well and exceeded and, you know, created sort of long-term excellence?
So when you look through this, I mean, you got to be a student of the game of baseball. You went back and looked at some of the great dynasties and why they were great. We were just talking about this before. You know, I was reading another book called The Best Team Money Can Buy, and they talked about the Cardinal way. You know, they had like $27 million payroll, and the Dodgers had $109 billion payroll. And, you know, they were building from within the organization. That, to me, as a kid, was the way I always thought the good teams operated, but not so much anymore. And should they get back to that?
Well, I think there's still something to be said for what I'll call the ways. And, you know, the Cardinal way isn't just modern. I mean, Branch Rickey, you know, the great all-time general manager who introduced Jackie Robinson.
Before he went to the Dodgers.
Yeah, he started, I mean, he was on the Cardinals before the Dodgers and really introduced the Cardinal way. You know, the Oriole way were the great 60s and 70s. And I guess I'd say there's sort of three things that go into having a way. One is you have this training throughout the organization where, you know, in low class A, you're learning the exact same way to do things as you're doing it in the majors, and everybody takes that training very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second thing has to do with what kind of players you're looking for. There's a Cardinal-type player or an Oriole-type player.
Right.
And, you know, in the Cardinals, they found a bunch of guys who can all throw 90-plus and, you know, don't seem to get hurt all that much. Of course, you know, pitchers get hurt, but they seem to have less injuries, and when Wainwright got hurt, it wasn't an arm injury. It was that Achilles he got when he was running. And then I'd say the third thing is you sort of have this institutional pride. You know, the Cardinals way, I mean, one of the things that you know, when you hear about it is that the players talk about how the institutional, going all the way back to these days of Branch Rickey, how the great Cardinal organization. So course, you know, there's strategy, and then you have to execute it and create that. But I think that there really is something to these ways.
I agree with you on that. And you know, it's like there's just the spirit. There's the feeling there. It is with the players. It does start with the organizational attitude. I went to the spring training once 20 years ago, first time I ever went in my life. And I'm going there going, I'm going to watch them do sliding. I'm going to watch them make the double play. I'm going to watch them bunt. And instead, they were playing the baseball game, and the guys had the model cars there, remote control cars, driving them out on the field and stuff. There was no attention to detail on anything at the teams I was watching. And, you know, I talked to the great Sparky Anderson on his show one time, and Sparky, you know, was saying, hey, there were sliding days, there were days that they had to learn how to bunt. All that's gone from spring training now, isn't it, Dan Lovett?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think certainly there's a time to let your hair down and let the players have fun and sort of create that atmosphere, but clearly you need to take it seriously, and training matters.
Well, you know, I was at a Dodger game here not too long ago with a friend of mine, and we looked at the roster, and you know, half the team, speaks several different languages, and they don't seem to understand the history of the Dodgers. They don't understand
the
history of Major League Baseball. They just kind of like, oh, I'm from Belize, and I got $10 million to come over here on a boat, and now I'm taking infield with the Dodgers, and that's all they know.
Well, I'd say, you know, and that's hard. I mean, one of the things the great organizations have done is they figured out how to find players everywhere. I mean, you know, Pat Gillick of the Toronto Blue Jays, when he was the GM, I mean, he was one of the first guys to really start getting a lot of players from the Dominican Republic.
Right.
And they, you know, they won 86 or more games for 11 straight years.
Hold that thought there, Dan Lovett. We're going to take a quick break here,
right.
Hard break. Come back with more. Dan Lovett is here, author of In Pursuit of Pennants.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
And now, Valero Summer Vacation Driving Tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake, or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's the weekend edition on sports from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, acting legend, football extraordinaire. And our guest is Dan Levitt, the author of the book In Pursuit of Pennants. And he looks at baseball teams throughout the ages. And just before the break there, we talked, Fred, you brought up the fact there's all sorts of different cultures in baseball. And Dan, you were answering that question saying that baseball has sort of changed here in the modern day.
And I think the teams that integrate the players from around the world into their teams are the ones that have done the best. So a guy like Pat Gillick, really, when he was one of the first guys to bring a lot of players from the Dominican Republic to his team with the help of great scout Epi Guerrero, who he had known. And what was but they were integrated into the team, and so the team again had a really, you know, they had a great run, 86 wins for 11 or more for 11 straight years. So absolutely, there's. You got to make sure you integrate the players right, but you got to find them. You can't just rely on the U.S. draft anymore.
Well, not only that is that, you know, when I was I mentioned the Dodgers used to have a thing called the Dodger way, and every player that came up through the organization at every level, single A, double A, triple, the big league club. And when they left, they took those fundamentals and skills
they had
and that
way.
Discipline, yes. With them. So that was known throughout the league. And so when the O'Malley sold the team over to Fox, that wasn't carried through. And then when Fox screwed everything up and the team collapsed, they sold it to another guy, you know, McCourt, who didn't know anything about the history and about the fundamentals of what is important for a team. You know, in football, as you well know, Dan, the team is known for a brand of football because of the head coach. And when a general manager and an owner go out and get a coach, they bring him in, and the coach tells them, this is how I want to run the team. Chuck Knox did that to the Rams for 5 years in the 70s, and then when he left, it was carried through for a while, and then the owner died, and then the people left to carry through all of this teaching and learning and stuff. You know, they left, and there was nobody there to carry it through. So it was in football. It goes through periods of times, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of these teams fluctuate so much in pro football, you know. And in baseball, you have a better chance of being good for a long period of time because they're actually going to college within your organization.
You have a fundamental. If they do that, though, that's the whole deal.
Yeah, but they don't do it. But they don't do it.
And the Dodgers had that guy, Dan, what was his name, that was their GM for a while that brought up Ethier and made the trade and got some of those. I mean, they...
Ned Coletti?
No, before him, that kid. That came over there.
Paul DePodesta?
Yeah, and before him, Dan something. From the Oakland guys. He came from Oakland. But, you know, they had this kind of a feel. But nowadays they have these guys that are like number checkers. If, you know, this guy hits better on the left side than the right side. And, you know,
it gets down to the macro stuff.
Yeah, it gets down to the player. The player knows. You take a guy like Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers. He knows when to shorten his swing and get a base hit and knock in some runs. And he knows when to swing for the fences. He's smart.
Right. No, I mean, it absolutely comes down to the players. And I'd say that in baseball, one of the things that the good general managers have done coming into these organizations is doing exactly what you talked about with Fred, you know, with Chuck Knox, for example, you know, Neil Huntington in Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a team that just had no culture and had gone through a bunch of GMs. And he really sort of turned that around, went out and got a bunch of young guys. They spent a whole lot of money rebuilding their farm system, signing young guys.
There you go.
In baseball, I think, you know, it's almost more on the general manager to change that culture where you're right, like in football or college sports, it's clearly on the head coach.
You've got to build from within. I really think that's good.
Well, and I think that one of the things that this show's about today in baseball is how hard it is, because really every team has a smart front office and enough money to win. I mean, if you go back 10 years, you got teams like the Royals and the Pirates that were perennially out of it. You look in the 90s, a team like the Twins might have been perennially out of it in the mid-90s. Today, you go to next year, you wouldn't say any team was out of it.
Right.
Even a team like the Phillies, I mean, they got a bunch of young guys. I mean, I don't think they're going to be that good next year, but you could make a case for them. So, and they got a lot of money, and now they got Andy McPhail running that organization. So every organization, I mean, the bar is really high today in baseball.
Yeah. What do you do with the Angels?
I don't know. I mean, if you have Mike Trout, you know, one of the ways that you want to build a team is if you can get a bunch of young guys who are really good and then fill in around them. And, you know, you start with Mike Trout, and, I mean, that gives you a huge advantage. I mean, look at the way the Giants, you know, they didn't win a World Series, but they made it there in 2002, and they had a number of pretty good years there in the late 90s, and they basically had Barry Bonds and filled in their best around him every year.
But they've got a great
perennial contender.
Great manager on both the Angels and especially on the Giants, and Bruce Bochy. I mean, that guy brings out the best in tired, worn-out veterans to young kids.
Well,
he's very good.
Baseball teams go through their pitching staff. I mean, offense and defense. I mean, people play positions, and they hit, and they run, and they steal bases. But that sport is driven by pitching.
You got to figure out how to keep your pitchers healthy. That is sort of one of the next things. The teams that figure out how to keep their pitchers healthy.
Well, Dan, look, we sure appreciate you joining us and stopping by to talk about your book.
The book is called In Pursuit of Pennants. The author is Dan Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T. Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, in our email segment here. Patricia sends you an email here, Fred. She says, okay, I'm watching the season of Hunter, and I'm on season 2, and it's called Death Machine. You remember that episode at all?
I do remember that.
Yeah, it's just got to say, Fred Dreyer sure looks hot in those leather black pants and that pink wig. What was the show?
I go undercover, and John Matuszak. Remember the great John Matuszak? Late great John Matuszak.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy in it. So I had to go undercover into the nightclub scene on Hollywood Boulevard and find the killer.
And you had a pink wig on and black leather pants?
And it was a district where people dressed up like fruitcakes and went around clubbing people in the head. And I had to figure out which one it was. And it wound up being John Matuszak.
It was John Matuszak. And did you have like kind of a slang going? Or did you kind of talk in a strange way? Like you were kind of like with it, with the dress that you had on? Or were you
baby.
That's
what I said after everything I said.
Baby.
Where are you guys going? Yeah, baby. That's what I kept saying.
Yeah. Anyway, Patricia says, you sure know how to rock it. Hashtag love Hunter. Love Fred Dreyer. Hashtag works for me.
Yeah, baby.
Works for me. One of your same ones.
That's what I said.
Victoria says, Decades TV channel is showing Hunter. Great news. I'm one happy lady.
Thank you so much.
Fred Matt says, been binge watching Hunter on the Decades channel and love it. They've been
God
running you as a binge.
God bless you.
It's good. Kansas
get a six pack or a case of beer and just binge you out.
Yeah, now here's one. Candace says she was at the Rams training camp and did not get the opportunity to have you sign my husband's number 89 jersey with your name on it. Will you be doing another training camp legend signing? Will you be back there?
I'm sure probably not during training camp, I wouldn't think. Maybe not. I don't know what their schedule is, but I'm on deck if they should request my appearance.
Candace will let you know if he is. Sandy says, hello there, Mr. Fred Dreyer. You were my acting coach. In the 1994, you had a storefront in a very nice area, and I took a cab to your class. I wanted to know if I could use you as a reference for an agent.
You can use me as a reference? Now, yes. You mean?
Yes, because she was in your acting class.
Yeah, but I wasn't the acting teacher.
Oh, so you were just in the class.
I was in the class, I'm sure, Nina Fosh's class.
There you go.
I was never a teacher.
Philip says, loved your character in show Hunter. You're the reason I chose 89 as a jersey number in high school. And Debbie says, Decades TV channel showing the Hunters all day through Monday, and I'm a one happy lady. You people love that thing on you, Fred.
It's a great show, and here's one of the reasons why, if I have enough time.
You will in the next segment, so hang in here. But to tell you, just send your emails, Fred Dreyer, crntalk.com. We're back in the Sports Lounge Yours truly, Michael Horn. This guy, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend. We love him. And we got emails now. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don from Griffin, Georgia, says, Fred, you were an awesome actor and hunter.
Thank you.
Still watch it today. When I watch you on CRN, and he's probably checking us out either at our website on Roku or at Facebook Live, he says, when I watch you on CRN, you still look in great shape. Do you still work out, and do you have any advice? Oh, here's the loaded question on healthy eating.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. Thank you, Don. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead, Fred.
No, wait, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
Well, we know that.
I'm not going to. This isn't a cooking show.
But you have a prescribed. You are very.
Well, that's for me. I have fish. I have salmon. I have broccoli. I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes, and then I have a ton of water. And then they give me a loaf of bread. And then they stuff me into a corner. And then they turn the lights on.
They don't give you the loaf of bread. He does not do the bread. Here's the deal. He eats alkaline, so he has alkaline water to balance it, essential water. And then you also, because the salmon and because the green leafy vegetables turn our natural alkaline agents in there, you sort of balance your body out. So I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon. And, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
chocolate
team.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie. He ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man, the chocolate chip cookie. I've seen it. I've had some at my house, and I've heard rummaging in the kitchen. He goes in there and helps himself to my cookies instead of saying, Mike, can I have one? Oh, no. He just goes in there and just grabs them. Maybe if he sees a bunch, he has a couple.
When I'm a guest, it's a given.
Well, you sometimes invite yourself over to the place, too. So.
When I'm a guest, believe me.
Okay, we got another email. Sandy Crisp is saying, hi, Fred. Sending my message again, because Sandy wrote to us before, in case you didn't receive it. But I think there's some confusion here. She says, you were my acting coach in 1994. You had a storefront in a very nice area. I took a cab to your class.
Storefront.
I wanted to know if I could use you as a reference as an agent. Now, you've never taught acting, have you?
No, I've never taught acting. I've taken acting classes. But I've never taught acting. In 1994, I was at Paramount Studios preparing for my trip, my year trip to Mexico. So I
was. This was Land's End was going to start.
So this is where Land's End.
So
was.
I think you might be confused, Sandy. That's why he hasn't gotten back to me. We're answering you again on the show here today.
Yeah, so
he
I'm
was
not,
never an acting coach, and he never, did not have a storefront.
Yes, I don't remember giving you acting lessons.
Pamela says Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh oh, you gotta be careful.
Go to bed with Hunter.
I wear protection.
Wake up with the morning news. So, Victoria.
See that? I should do a pillow ad. I should do that pillow ad.
Yeah, there's a good picture here of somebody falling asleep here.
I'm sleeping. All right, that's enough.
That's good. All right, that's enough. We're done, Hunter. That is you sleeping there, and it looks like you got like a tattoo or something.
Well,
I don't know what that
it is.
I don't know what
No,
that
I was sleeping. I didn't have a tattoo when I went to sleep, but when I woke up, I had one.
You want to send us an email, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And don't forget his website, freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
Yes, by all means.
Check that one out.
Highway 395.
And then get that Highway 395. You can download. That's his latest film. It is there on the website at freddreyer.co. Check that out. And don't forget to listen to our show every week at this time because we love to have you with us. Right, Fred?
That's exactly correct.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back. Your final segment of the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A few more emails for you, Fred, if we can. Judy says, don't know much about football, just want to watch Fred. Huge Hunter fan.
God bless you.
People like you with football, people like you as Hunter.
I'm a double-edged sword.
Can we watch some of your old games if we search on YouTube? I'm sure we probably can.
If you go to YouTube, you can dial up just if you know the dates.
Ram games, right?
Ram games, whoever you're playing, then dial them up. You can watch them.
Stevie says, hi, Fred. Wondering who your favorite Dodger is right now and why, since Fred lives in L.A. Have a great week. I'll be watching. Who's your favorite Dodger right now?
Let's see. That's a pretty good
I like Dave Roberts.
You like Dave? Do you?
I like he's been adjusting things. I like the squeeze. I like the steal. He'll get it together. He's got problems there with the bullpen. Who's your favorite Dodger, though? The question was for you.
I think Justin Turner.
Yeah, he's been hitting the ball really well.
Yeah,
I think so. Him. It's good.
Yeah.
Brett says, hey, Fred, hope all is well.
Great. Thank you so much. Same on your end.
Diana says, hey, Fred, love you. And
love you, too.
And Mike from Massachusetts says, great job, Mr. Dreyer, on Tommy Lasorda's voice. Just watched the Hunter Marathon last week. Enjoyed it thoroughly. Where can I get some of those walk-in refrigerators? What's he talking about? There was a walk-in refrigerator?
There was a walk-in refrigerator.
Tommy's.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead, Tommy.
You can stack. And let me tell you something about that refrigerator. You can stack as many pizzas in that refrigerator.
Really?
You could hide baseball players in there along with the pizza. As a matter of fact, that's where some of the players hide sometimes.
And you put your food in there too? Is that where you put your lunch?
Yes, exactly. I go in there and I sit down. I got a stool inside there.
What? Where can I get one of those walk-in refrigerators? Where can you get one?
Ooh, a refrigerator store. What the hell are you talking about?
Thank you for a great show. Thank you, Tommy, for being with us. It's great. Now, Tommy, you're a big fan, I know, of Fred, and you want to mention the fact that Fred's website has that Raleigh Wade movie, Highway Through 95. You like a good movie, don't
He's
you?
He's got a 30-30 he carries with him, and believe me, he'll pop you right off that horse if you don't watch what you're doing.
That's good. All right, Tommy, thanks so much. Fred, some final thoughts from you here on the show. What do you think?
Well, 88,000 people a year die from alcohol abuse. 43,000 die from drug abuse every year.
So don't do it. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.